In this 10-Minute Tips episode, I give you 3 steps to help you get started with your first remote work income stream. You're listening to the Remote Work Retirement Show, the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out the remote work options. I believe that remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into episode 23. Welcome back to this series all about remote work income streams. If you're listening for the first time, I would encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 20 through 22, which provides the context for this last episode in the series. So I'm not going to do a full recap like I did on the last 2 episodes so that I can dig right into the next steps today and spend the entire time talking about how to actually get started with all of this, because I'm sure you're really excited. Now, I will assume that you either listen to the last couple of episodes, or better yet, even did the quick assignments that I gave you, because those will definitely help you with this last step. Now, you should know by now how to avoid the mistakes that most people make when they make the transition to remote work income streams, and not throw yourself at any remote income stream or remote job or remote business that comes your way. I talked a little bit about how some people get really excited when they hear about things like, oh, I could start an e-commerce business, or I could start a blog, or maybe I should do a digital course. And it sounds so appealing. But really, I gave you some really quick and easy activities to help you avoid jumping into something that you don't like. Now, specifically, you should know how your day looks and how you feel every single day, because that was one of the exercises I gave you. You should also know what you enjoy doing and what you don't enjoy doing. That's equally important. And finally, you should have started to identify your skills. You should have a nice list going of skills that you're reasonably good at, or you are actually good at, or you actually even enjoy doing. Listen, let me back up and say, it's really important that you take some time and explore what you actually enjoy. Because if you only focus on things that you could do, should do, people tell you to do, I'm telling you, you're going to put yourself right back into a situation you don't like. And I have to believe that you're listening to this podcast and all of the series in particular to not do things that you don't enjoy doing, right? So I want to make sure you keep joy and enjoyment top of mind. Now, next, you should also have done some risk and reward scenarios. And you should have been able to answer the question, what are you actually willing to risk to get the reward of the remote work income stream that you have the potential of building? So I talked about things like, you know, are you willing to risk some time or even some investment? Are you willing to risk starting something new and being a little bit uncomfortable for a while? Are you willing to risk learning something new if you have to? So hopefully with all of the little steps that I gave you, now you're at a place of having a little bit more clarity, or even a lot more clarity, so that you can start choosing the right path for you. Now we can get into some more planning. We can start moving into actually implementing on some of the work that you did. Now, here's something I've learned about where do you really start? Because that's the big question, right? People say to me, I really want to do something, but I don't know where to start. And that's really what leads people into some of the mistakes that I've talked about in some of the prior episodes. Here's what I've learned, not only from my own journey, because I'm on this journey too, but working with over 1,000 people in the last 5 years inside of Remote Work School, helping people do this transition, make these decisions, watching their journey. I've learned a lot. And not to mention the 20 years before that, 20 plus years before that, in a career where I was helping people progress in their careers, find jobs, figure out how to navigate promotions and raises and career paths and things like that. This is what I've learned. One of the best ways that you can get started with setting up your first remote work income stream is to turn something you already do, like a skill or even an interest, turn that into a service. It's really one of the easiest and fastest ways you can get started with a remote work income stream, because it's what you already know. Okay, so let me give you some concrete examples. Kathy was a member of Remote Work School back in, I think, early 2020. She came into Remote Work School because she was in the airline industry. She was an employee who was, quote unquote, encouraged to retire. We all know what that means. And that was due to COVID. Now, of course, she was panicked about this. She didn't know what she could do, what else she would do. But along that same path, she also paid off debt. And she realized that she had a skill for actually managing her finances. So what she did is she took the risk, remember, risk reward, of going through a program, not going back to school, because I don't really advocate for a four-year degree and beyond at this point. Not that I don't like it. I have a whole opinion about that. I'll save that for another episode. But she invested in a very short program that taught her how she could help other people pay off debt and get their money matters in order. And now that's what she does. She coaches people on money management. In fact, she will be a guest on a future episode. So she took a skill she already had and figured out how to use it in new ways. Let me give you another example. Isaac, who is my podcast producer for this show. He had been in radio many years ago, but then his most recent job was a bus driver. So after going through remote work school and doing some of the exercises, some of which I've talked about on these episodes, so you know a lot of what I'm talking about you can get for free on these last few episodes. After he did some of the work, he realized that he could transition the skills he had from radio into podcast production. And in a very short time, he and his wife, Emily, have built an amazing business from these skills. I've talked about him and Emily on some other episodes. It's such an amazing journey to be a part of. It really is an honor to watch that journey. And then finally, let's just take me. When I first got started, you know, I mentioned to you in prior episodes that one of the first things I did was start remote work school. But I should really back up and tell you, even before that, I started doing training contracts because my background is in training. And I also started doing freelance writing, which quite frankly, I don't think I had the skills for. But because I had started a blog, I was able to sort of kind of use that as a jumping off point to show people that I could become a freelance writer. And it worked. And those are some concrete examples of people who took skills they had and turned them into a service. And here's the thing. You don't need really any special skills to do this. You definitely don't need a fancy website. You don't need expensive software. What you do need is to know how to price and how to position what's called an offer. Because you definitely need what's called an offer. And that's just a way to put a nice, pretty package around your skills and talk to people about your skills and services. All you really need to do this are two basic things. You need a way to email and you need a way to accept payment. That could be PayPal, that could be Venmo, that could be QuickBooks. Heck, that could even be your bank. It's literally the easiest way to get started in your remote work income, setting up your first remote work income stream. And then that becomes your bridge to your next streams of income. Now that could turn into things like digital products, digital courses, memberships, group coaching, consulting. The sky is literally the limit, which means there's no limits. But you have to start somewhere. And for most people, that somewhere is turning their skills into a service. Now, if you feel like, well, okay, that sounds great, but I really don't know what to do, let me give you the steps to do that. Number one, everything you've done in the prior episodes, if you didn't do it, go back and do it. But those are your starting points. But let me add on. Number one, what do you really love to do? Like if you could just really release yourself from, I need to make money and I need to know the steps and I need this and I need that. Like what do you enjoy doing? Do you like walking dogs? Do you like gardening? Do you like cooking? Do you like helping people? Do you like listening? What do you really like to do? Like just make a big list of that. Again, some of this might be some overlap, but there's a little bit of a different angle here. Now, number two, what do people say you are good at or what do they ask you about? Sometimes we're stuck in our own heads and the better thing to do would be to get input from other people. So you don't even have to ask them, just like in your daily routines, what are people always talking to you about or seeking your input about or what do they say you're good at? You know, if you love to cook, do people say, gosh, I love how you make this dish. You know, I love how you do this. I love it when you listen to me about XYZ. That's another clue about things you're probably naturally good at and enjoy. And then step number three, now I want you to brainstorm literally on paper all the things that could be a service. Now, I'm not telling you you need to flesh out how much it costs or anything like that. All I really want you to do is I want you to write down some things that could be a service. So for example, if you're an organized person and you like that, maybe a service could be helping people declutter. Maybe if we take the cooking example, you want to teach people how to cook Indian food or whatever it is for you. Maybe you want to help people learn how to sew. I literally just hired someone to help me learn how to sew. I mean, really, I found this person on Facebook. She was in a group that I was in and she said she was doing sewing lessons and this has been on my list forever. And so we're going to talk about this weekend. I'm really excited about this. Maybe you like to help people make travel plans. Like, this is all I want you to do is just make a list of possibilities. I don't want you to judge it. I don't want you to analyze it. I don't want you to then get in your own way about pricing and how do you do it and where do you find people? Like, none of that. Because what you have to do is you have to break past the barrier of all the logistics. You have to just get a nice big list down on paper, and that is your jumping off point for how to turn this all into a service. So I'm going to leave it there because I've given you some things to noodle on, to work with, some ideas, some starting points. Now here's what you can do next. I would love for you to reach out to me on Instagram, camille.attell, and just DM me your ideas, and I will give you guidance on what to do next. I'll tell you if I think it's going to be a viable option for you. I'll engage for free in conversations with you in DMs. Now, beyond that, if you want to take my free training, I'll have a link below all about remote work and where you can go for remote work school, learn all about that if you want to work with me, because that's an option as well. I hope that you enjoyed this episodic series. I hope that you got not only ideas and inspiration, but real action steps to help you get started. Now, let me know if you liked this format for the show. Maybe you're new to this and this is the only format you know. For those of you who've been listening longer, you know this is a new format. So again, shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know what you think. Now, seriously, I have got to get back to work because I actually did start that contract job this week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the prior episodes, and I need to get back to that job. All right, see you next time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to check out my free remote work training where you can get more ideas and action steps for how to work with me on your remote work options. Go to camilleattell.com/remote-training, or you can find the link in the show notes.